Thank you. If you're here for the Nebraska Land Days Parade, it was last Saturday. You missed it. But I know you'd have gotten the award for the best convoy. Now, if only the rodeo queens were still here. They were great. You know, we're here celebrating the 50th anniversary of the signing of the law by President Dwight Eisenhower. And it's worthy to celebrate this. This convoy is going from San Francisco to Washington, D.C. as the 50th anniversary celebration. Back in 1919, a young officer named Dwight Eisenhower was part of another convoy. They left Washington in the summer of 1919 and traveled west, going to San Francisco. It took them 62 days on this trip. When they were moving, they averaged 5 miles an hour. The roads, if they could find a road, were dreadful. And just west of here, just west of North Platte, they found one of the worst stretches of the entire trip. In this stretch, 25 vehicles ran off the road into deep mud. They lost 2 full days of travel. And out of this experience, Dwight Eisenhower, he knew one thing: America needed better roads. And then, as you know, he was our commander of American forces and Allied forces in World War II. And at the end of World War II, he got into Germany with the victorious Allied troops. And he discovered the German Autobahn. The German Autobahn was a freeway system just like we have here that they'd built in the late 30s. And he was convinced of another thing, that America could use broad ribbons of highway just like Germany had. And he had the chance to do something about it in 1956. And they started a monumental effort that led to this incredible accomplishment of the interstate highway system. It's amazing. The interstate miles, the lane miles, represent 1% of all the lane miles in America, and they handle about 1/4 of all traffic, and about 40% of all truck traffic. This interstate system absolutely transformed America and transformed Nebraska. Life hasn't been the same since. And we're still, like Nebraskans, like Americans, we're still always itching to make something better, to solve a problem. We don't rest on where we are. We always want to make things better. And like many states, we've figured out that there's several challenges, several imperatives, and several opportunities. And it's very fitting we're here at this modern way station, truck way station, because one of the greatest challenges is what to do about truck traffic. When this system was designed and planned, nobody imagined the kind of truck traffic that would emerge. And now the challenge of maintaining this highway system largely depends on how we handle the truck traffic, because it is the truck traffic that put the most strain on it. And the significance of this system right here is this is where we help regulate the weights of trucks, and we've got engineers and researchers who are figuring out how to put down pavement that we can use to handle the truck traffic across America. We absolutely must do this. Our country and this state depend on it. Another thing that we're looking at is how do we handle the challenge of the growing traffic? Again, the planners had no idea what kind of traffic would use this system. They have over and over been underestimating the traffic in the future. Every year the traffic grows. So how do we handle the traffic? Like most states, we've figured out we've got to find ways to deal with congestion. In Nebraska, it means adding additional traffic lanes where it's needed, especially going in the eastern part of our state. It takes money, but we absolutely have to do this. Delays and congestion anywhere in the interstate system affect all the other states. Another thing we've done, like many other states, is find out what better ways to connect to the interstate system. In Nebraska, it means building expressways to connect to the interstate system. We have several, one out in the panhandle, several in the center part of the state, and over in the east. They let more people get on the interstate system. Another thing we've done is we've added a few interchanges to this interstate system. Now, they weren't able to think of everything back in 1956, so we've added some interchanges. One of these interchanges is the one you just passed just west of here. It was added about a decade ago. That interchange has led to all kinds of development, including an incredibly huge Walmart distribution center. So we need to, as a state, as a country, look for opportunities to add interchanges where it makes some sense. Now, Nebraska was the first of all the states to finish its mainline interstate system. And we were able to do it first and earliest because of two things. The first reason is because we're primarily a rural state, and building interstate miles in the country is a lot easier than doing it in the city. And the second thing is a lesson I think we all need to remember. The second reason we were able to be the first is because this state started working on the hard miles right at the beginning. They worked on the urban miles and the rural miles right from the get-go. Many states put off the urban miles until the end. It took them longer and it was more expensive. That's a good lesson, I think. We're celebrating this, and I'd like to just tell you that one of the great strategic advantages this part of this world has is our location on this incredible east-west corridor of traffic. From the beginning of our country almost, this has been a corridor for movement. And it's a strategic advantage to be right here. This state, like many other states, absolutely dare not let this investment in this interstate system be neglected. We have got to maintain the system. It's in our own best interest for the future of us and our children and their children. So in conclusion, I would like to toast all the people who planned, who built, who maintained, who patrolled, and who celebrated this wonderful system, America's interstate highway system. Thank you.